Soft Rock is warm, 101.3. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt, presented by Restoration Wellness. And today we're talking about my gut health. So what is my gut?
All right. Well, that's a big question. But the short story is your gut is actually, I mean, everything from the top to the bottom. Starts at the mouth, ends at the other end.
Okay. And so gut health. What do we do? What do we got to do to keep ourselves, our guts healthy?
It's really important to understand that a healthy gut is not just so you are absorbing your food well. It actually means a healthy immune system. Our gut comprises the majority of what we call our immune system. And it's really interesting, all the connections, just even your serotonin production, 90% of that. So a neurotransmitter that we all know is very, very important for mood, for, as an antidepressant, so to speak, is almost exclusively produced in the gut. So it's your immune system. It has neurotransmitter connections. It's such a big deal. So we want to do, a few things. There are, a couple of really important things to do and a couple things to avoid. I talk to our clients all the time about fermented foods being phenomenal. They're food for the gut. They have a high probiotic content, so you can do that. You can do a probiotic pill, and that's great. I do one of those too. But the more food-based probiotic you can get, things like kefir. If we talked a little bit about this in times past, tempeh and miso, which are soy-based fermented soy products, those are awesome. Kombucha is becoming a little more mainstream. It's a fermented tea. All of those are really probiotic rich, and
they're
wonderful.
How about that yogurt that they were talking about, the Jamie Lee Curtis? Or is that something that's good too, or what?
You know what? I think that it'd be a step up for maybe your ordinary, but things like kefir are actually, that's more of a yogurt type substance too. That's significantly better, actually. Okay. Really important to understand. There's a lot that you need to avoid for a healthy gut, but one of the most important things is those artificial sweeteners. They're really, really stressful on your gut health, on your metabolism by way of that, but just such a big thing, because they really irritate the good bacteria and actually promote growth of the bad bacteria. So they actually flip the gut in terms of causing something called dysbiosis. So bad news.
All right. We're going to keep our guts healthy. Thank you, Dr. Matt. Have a great day. Restoration Wellness. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. Matt here on Warm 101.3.